The United Nations envoy for Yemen, Martin Griffiths, has met with senior Yemeni officials in Sana'a in a bid to revive peace talks. He arrived in the capital on Sunday morning. Griffiths discussed the latest situation in the country with Yemen's foreign minister, Hisham Sharaf Abdullah. During his meeting with the UN, Yemeni foreign minister once again called for lifting off Saudi-imposed blockade on Sana'a International Airport, a blockade that has cut off aid supplies to Yemenis. Griffiths expressed hope that the two warring sides of the Yemen conflict can reach a common solution to end the crisis. The UN envoy and Yemen's foreign minister struck an agreement to evacuate the wounded by using Sana'a Airport. Members of Ansarullah movement believe that diplomacy is the only solution to the conflict.
The arriving UN envoy to Yemen, Mr. Martin Griffith, comes after his previous attempts was obstructed by Riyadh and its allies, who thought that they would score their goals militarily. There's no military solution to the war in Yemen. Peace is the only way out of the current situation.
The UN envoy also met with Ansarullah spokesman Muhammad Abdus Salam. They talked about the reasons behind the collapse of the latest round of peace talks in Geneva this month. The negotiations that were supposed to start on September 6 collapsed after Riyadh blocked the Sana'a delegation from traveling to the Suez city. The hampering of peace efforts by Saudi Arabia comes amid recent escalation of airstrikes on Hodeidah. Fresh clashes and bombings around the Red Sea city left dozens of people dead on Sunday alone.
Saudi Arabia has intensified its air bombardment against areas that house World Food Organization storing facilities, factories and wheat mills. Now over 900,000 civilians are trapped in the port city and they are in need of urgent aid. The food destroyed by Saudi attacks was enough to feed 3.5 million people for a month. There is an urgent need for an international intervention before it's too late.
The UN envoy to Yemen has vowed to press ahead with diplomacy to end the crisis. So far, several rounds of UN-sponsored talks have failed to produce any concrete results as Saudi Arabia continues its deadly military campaign on Yemen that has so far left nearly 15,000 people dead. Muhammad Al-Attab, Press TV, Sana'a.